Welcome to the Mothers You Know podcast. Thank you for being here. This is a place where we as women remember the spirit God gave us. We know how much we matter, and we believe all things are possible to them that believe on this Savior Jesus Christ. Here at Mothers You Know, we support the parents of young men in the Sons of Helaman and young women in the Daughters of Light programs at Life Changing Services. These programs provide therapeutic and mentoring services for youth struggling with depression, anxiety, self-harm, pornography, and any other unwanted or difficult behaviors. We offer parent support, training, and resources for mothers and fathers seeking the best way to support their loved one. Any mother is welcome to join in the Mothers Who Know classes, support, and training. You do not need to have a child in Life Changing Services to join in. We hope you'll join us. I am Karen Broadhead. I serve as the director of Mothers You Know, and I serve as the parent support specialist at Life Changing Services. I invite you to join with me and other mothers from across the country in our Warrior Mothers Who Know online support and training group. If you have a child struggling with pornography, depression, anxiety, or other difficult behaviors, you will find a safe and uplifting place to learn from other moms and learn principles and strategies to best support your loved one. Please go to motherswhoknow.org to find the online meeting details. We talk about difficult things here with the intent to shine light in dark corners and to eliminate isolation and shame. We are mothers with warrior hearts who are raising the warriors of this generation. We know we must learn to fight well for ourselves first. Then we can confidently support and cheer on our loved ones in the best ways. Welcome, ladies, to Mom Power Training. Well, this is our free 8-week training. We're so glad that you're here and grateful that you'd spend your time with us, and so thankful to be with you, even if you've been here before. If you're like we are here at Mothers Who Know, we just know that the more you can keep the drip system going, the better things feel, because it helps our perspective. It's pretty neat to be here. So good to see your faces. Ladies, I'm just so grateful that you're here. But let's just get started with who are you? What are you doing here? And why are you here? I think that would be a great way to check in, just to start off. If you'll just put in the chat, hey, here's where I'm from. It's just fun to connect and to feel as though we're in this together, because that's one of the powerful things I love about mothers is the evidence it creates that is, you just can't dispute it when you're not here, that there are other women who are, you're connected to, that are just working and caring so deeply in the trenches with you in their own sphere of influence. Okay, so good. And just because I've missed voices, and I'm so happy to see you. Yeah. Would you just start us out by sharing what's on your heart? Why are you here? And yeah, a little bit about where you're from.
Yeah, you bet. I'm from Morgan, Utah. And I what's on my heart right this minute is just wanting to love and support three of my five children who I've stepped back from the gospel, and just how do I do that? And how do I do that in a peaceful way? And how do I keep the spirit in that? And then just something I hope to gain is just partially that, just sticking with the Savior and feeling hopeful and peaceful, whatever situations arrive. And I know that that's not always how you feel. Sometimes you feel discouraged, but I would love to have an overriding just trust in the Savior around situations.
Thank you so much. All right, thanks.
I live in Chillicothe, Florida, and I'm here today to try to make a more purposeful effort to connect with Christ. I've had a little bit of a shift over this last few months, and that is I want to help my kids, but I know they're rejecting a lot of my help. So I'm trying to refocus on where Christ wants me to serve people. It may not be anyone in my home. And just doing what I can to have the Spirit with me so that I will be able to notice when the Spirit's telling me what to do and be available for my kids. But I know that at this point in their lives, and I have two kids that have stepped away from the church that really don't have a lot of contact with me right now. But I want to be there for them, but I know that they don't really want my help right now. I came today because I love coming to classes like this, because when people share how they're feeling and share their testimony, then it strengthens my own personal testimony. So I appreciate that.
Oh, good. Thanks.
I'm here today. I'm from California, San Diego, and I love coming to this meeting, and I just feel so much strength being here and rubbing shoulders with just great women who are willing to be vulnerable and just knowing that we're trying to do the Lord's work and do it His way. And just the strength that we get from just being here, being present, whether we say something or we don't, I just can feel the Spirit so strong. And that gives me like a little shot in the arm. And I really miss it when we're not all together. So I'm here to just love you guys and to rub shoulders with you guys and get strength and to feel the Spirit and to just go on and, I don't know, gather Israel a little bit better, whether it's my kids or it's somebody else or whatever. The Lord will be about all of these kids that have lost their way. He just will. And my kids are in the mommy heart lost, but they're not lost to God. And I know that so much. So I really don't worry about it because I just fully believe. So I'm here just to be with you and to feel the Spirit and to be stronger and be a little bit better.
Thank you. I'm from West Jordan, Utah, and I don't know how many times I've come to the class, but I've really been missing that we haven't been having class. So I'm super glad to start again. I keep coming as a reminder how this is how the plan is supposed to be, right? We're supposed to be messy. Sometimes I get a little discouraged because of the messes that are happening in my family. But coming here and connecting with such powerful women and moms helps me remember this is how it's supposed to be. And I'm on the right track as long as I keep fighting. So
thanks. Good.
I keep coming because it's my lifeline to sanity. I have a disease called, some of you may not. I have a disease called pulmonary hypertension, and it's the valve between my heart and my lungs isn't open wide enough, so I can't breathe well, and I'm on oxygen most of the time. But during COVID, I was totally locked in my tower for 3.5 years because if I get COVID, I'll die. That's just plain and simple. Thanks to Karen and these classes, I had some connection with someone. And in my opinion, with everyone that was important. And through these classes, I've learned to stay in connection with other people as well as with my Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And whoever else wants to come down and help me, that's fine too. I don't care. It's just been really my lifeline. It's been every class I go to. I don't know how many classes I've been to now, but every one I go to, I learn something. And I learn to give a little bit better or a little bit more or something. It's just been, it's been great. And I can't recommend it highly enough for anybody. And I just want to go out and shake people who don't come, but I can't do that. So I won't. But thank you for having them again and again. Sorry, I just forgot to mention that I'm down here in Liberty Hill, Texas. I was formerly from Mountain Green, Utah, but I'm in outer darkness now. So I just wanted to let you know that I need an extra prayer. Thank you.
So good. That is just phenomenal. And something I'm deeply grateful for, to notice that everybody who introduced themselves were from all over the country. And there are several women who participate with us from Canada. And so just so grateful to be able to do this together. And thank you. Here's someone from somewhere too.
From somewhere.
But not outer darkness.
No, actually, I am in a little part of heaven here. I'm from Solvang, California, which is just a little north of Santa Barbara. And I'm here. Initially, I came just to get some support. My heart was hurting and breaking because of some struggles that my son was having. And I just needed that somewhere safe that I could go to share my feelings and thoughts and get some help. And yeah, and then just coming, I love the reminder that I'm not the savior. It's not my job to save my children, but it's my job to love them and support them and then to take care of myself. And so this is my self-care, I feel like. And just, I love, this is probably the only place where I feel like, besides my husband, where I can be completely honest and open without any judgment, feeling like I'm going to be judged or anything like that, and just have lots of kindness and love and support given to me from the women in this group.
So. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, we're going to you.
Okay, thank you. So helpful. So there's a couple more in the chat that we didn't hear from. So I'll just read those few, put it in the chat, but we didn't hear from out loud. This is from, she's from Northern Utah, and I'm a child of God. He sent me here to love those in my life and near my influence. I find it's hard not to expect from myself and others, but I am here so I can be reminded. I want to do God's work, which is full of abiding love and mercy and grace. How can I bring this better to my family? Hi, I'm from Arizona. I have a busy mom life with 6 kids. I've tried to start Mom Power several times, but I'm committed to completing it. I need a spiritual boost and I want to feel more connected to the Savior.
Oh, so good.
Hi, I'm from Payson, Utah. That quote was just for me. I am in the middle of some hard stuff right now and I have been really resisting getting some connection and spiritual uplift. I'm so grateful for this resource to come back to help me remember that I'm not alone in the fight. And then from Syracuse, Utah, I'm working on loving and supporting my son who's struggling in his bumpy road in life. I'm working on myself to have the Spirit in my life. Let's see. I'm from Tooele, Utah. I love connecting with like-minded women who are standing with Christ. I'm a mom of 10, 7 daughters and 3 sons. We have 4 girls at home still and an adult son. I want to increase the skill of peace in my life as I support our family and others on their journey. Let's see. Oh, we had a few more come in. Okay. Thank you. From Woods Cross, Utah. And I come because I know that it starts with me. The best thing I can do for myself and my family and for God is to continue to find out who God is for me and what he is doing for me and stay in my peace so that I can support helpful things. And when they see what an impact God is having in my life, they will want that too. And then the last one from Spanish Fork. I'm very sick, so my camera is off. Darn it. My life is messy and I need to be here. Thank you, everyone. That adds so much.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry to hear you're sick. That is not fun. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being with us. Thank you, ladies. Thanks. Oh, just a little bit about me. I live in Idaho. That is exciting to say. Yeah, I live in Idaho. I live in Du Bois, Idaho, near Idaho Falls, Idaho. And I have a blended family. 3 adult, all 5 of my children are adulting, but I have 3 older adulting children with lots of children. We have 11 grandchildren. And then I have two young single adults. One's 24, the other is 22. And we have just been on an adventure. Truly having a major life transition. We lived in Utah, just the beautiful mountains of Utah, for 27 years, raised our family there. And then just life becoming lifey and things getting just stretchy and real, just like everybody else's life, has caused us to have this life transition. And so now I'm in Du Bois, Idaho, and I'm the founder and director of Mothers Who Know. And I'm also the new manager at the Beaver Creek Inn in Du Bois, Idaho. And so I'm learning how to do that. And my family and I are learning how to do that together. And that's just been so amazing. Before we get started, I just wanted to show you, just take a minute to say, hey, do you know how to get to the course information? Do you know that this is an online course that you can listen to and find lots of resources in? And that's just wonderful to know that, because some people register and because life is so fast and we're so full, we just think, I'm going at 9 a.m. because there's the link right there. That's what this is. But there's so much more to this that you can maybe listen to while you're doing your laundry, that you can even prepare for this meeting, because this is called Mom Power Live. It's just a discussion. It's just us sharing and highlighting the principles from the Mom Power Training, which is online. And so I'm just going to share a little bit with you about that. So what will happen, I hope that I can remember how to share my screen and everything in the right way so that my screen will change when I click. So will you just let me know if I'm doing that or not? So that's not what I want to do. I want to do this. Okay, I'm going to stop that right now. I'm going to start over right there. Oh, whoops, I just pushed the wrong thing. Are you seeing an email or not?
No, I can see your desktop.
Okay, that's not it. Here we go. We're going to try again. Oh, yeah, this is the one. Let's see. There, now can you see my email?
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to get an email every week that says you're registered for Mom Power, and hey, come and click this link and join us in Mom Power Live. So that's why people, I think, get the impression that's all this is. You just go at 9 a.m., but we want you to know that as you scroll through this email, you'll also notice, hey, there's a course page, and that's how you find the training. It has 8 lessons. One of the resources we use here is a Mom Power calendar. It's a daily on-purpose tool that we can use that focuses on 6 powerful spiritual habits that we can implement in our lives to just keep us remembering why we fight and care, why we don't want to give up, and why we don't want to stop caring, even though our feelings can get really strong with the things that we're experiencing. And so you can click here and read all about the Mom Power Calendar, how it works, and how to get that started in your life. And I and other women here would love to talk to you about our Mom Power Calendars and help you set that up if you're confused or would like to implement that in a better way, because it just can be a good direction thing. And while I'm talking about that, I actually wrote down 3 names that I felt might be good to share about Mom Power Calendars. So if we get to that, would you ladies that are here, just how's it been for you to use the Mom Power Calendar? Some of the sisters that come listen to this lesson before they come sometime during the week, just to be more on the same page when we're having a discussion. And then I just want you to know at the very end of this page are the live recordings. You can click on this and it'll take you to, I believe it's a Dropbox. I'm not sure, but it has all of our past recordings of the Mom Power Live meetings. So you can go back and listen to those if you'd like. All right, so that is just good to know. So in your email, when you get it every week, just know if that's all that's manageable for you right now in your life is to just come to Mom Power Live. Hooray. Hooray. Just do that. But if you have more time or you're just on a drive or that's something that you can check out, it just will help you understand more. And when you go look and listen, there's lots of resources. When you go to a lesson, so here's this week's lesson, you'll notice that there's a worksheet that we rarely look at, but it's a good thing to look at. But in this worksheet, it just says, it has a prompt every week. Why are you fighting? Why don't you just give up? And highlights some things from our lesson. So today, this worksheet highlights there's only one enemy, only one you, and only one savior. And then there's a video and audio recording, and the slides that are from this class are shared because they're not going to come out in the Mom Power Live meeting. And you can also see, look at all these other resources that just randomly get added over the years that we've done this. I think this is our 14th Mom Power training that we've done. So anyway, as it really relates to the lesson, we just put it in our resources. All right. So one of the things I mentioned earlier is that I'm the new manager at the Beaver Creek Inn in Du Bois, Idaho. And it's just a little cute inn who has, it's been renovated and it's just new, and people have been wondering if they should ever come back here, if they ever stayed here before, right? And now when they come, they're just feeling, wow, this kind of smells good now. And my shower, you can't just pick it up off the floor and move it around. And there's no holes in the walls. And when somebody turns the water on, it's actually warm. Just fun stories that have come out of this. The guests used to be told, and this is just, I'm not talking about the 1960s here, I'm talking about a year ago. So guests would come and they would be told, just know that if someone plugs something in like a curling iron in their room, then it's going to take the power out of your room. And just know that what you're going to need to do if you want a shower, the water works and it runs just fine. Don't complain about the pressure, that's all we have, but you just let it run for 10 to 15 minutes and it will start getting warm. And so anyway, it's in the middle of nowhere where a lot of people need to stop that are coming from Canada down through Montana and then into Idaho. A lot of trucks travel that way, like semi-trucks. And they take runs and do runs. And so a lot of these trucks are big, huge, oversized loads. And a lot of the guests that we get are pilot drivers. I didn't even know that's what they were called till I'm learning so many things. So these are the men and women who drive in front of and behind semis, telling everybody, hey, this is an oversized load, or going ahead of the truck to see if there's something they should be wary of because we have a huge load and there's some weather coming, or hey, there's a curb up here, probably better do this in a different way than we would usually do this. So anyway, they just navigate and help the trucks get to where they're going. So I've met lots of pilot drivers, women and men, who that's what they do. They just drive and drive and drive and sleep in their cars. And so when they know there's a little place here to stay, they would actually stay at that sketchy inn, right? So now when they come, they're like, dang, this is amazing. And something I've noticed is just how when we clean things up, like the way that we experience our life, we clean that up a little bit. And we remember important things that we need, like we need the power, the electricity we get from eternal principles, and mapping those things on our lives. Gosh, we just need those things. Because if we don't have them, even if there's so much beauty and hot water and nice, safe places to be, because our feelings are so strong about what we're experiencing, it can seem like this is the sketchiest place ever. The water never works. It's never working. And it's not getting better, and it's lasting forever. And who's going to clean this place up? Because I've tried and certainly can't. And that's just so important to recognize. That's what we're doing in our mom power training, is learning to have an eye that is single to the glory of God. We're learning to say, even though this is what's happening, it's what's supposed to be happening. I don't think I signed up for this, but actually, when I think of this eternal lens, I did sign up for this. This is the errand that I'm on for my heavenly parents. And there's a big purpose in it. And I love so deeply, and so I feel so deeply. And I try so hard, and that's why things can get really hard, because we try so hard and we care. So this eternal lens is huge. So another thing I've noticed is one update that this inn needs, and I didn't even know we needed it until my husband got involved a little more, because he's a smarty pants. He's an IT guy. All of a sudden, I kept saying, oh, can you wait a minute? When people would come in the office to book a room, they'd come in and I'd take their card and I'd type the numbers in on their card. And then I'd put it the expiration date and I'd put the CVV on the back of their credit card, right? And then I would say, with all of the hope that I could muster, pay, and push pay. And then it would say, didn't work. Something went wrong with that. But my two kids that help, my one son isn't here now because he's in college, but when he was on break, he was helping, and they can check people in, do their stuff. It works every time. But almost every time I was checking people in, I would say, I need you to wait here. I'm going to go get someone smarter than me. And then I'd go and walk and get one of my kids and come back. And what I noticed every time was my eyes are getting old. And I think I'm seeing a 9, but it's really an 8. I think I'm seeing a 3, but it's really a 5. And so my lens isn't working. And I need more light. I feel like, where's the flashlight or the bright light that I can put on this that will help me see this better? I want more light on this. That will help me. And then I need a magnifying glass. I need something that's going to show me this in a bigger, more obvious way, because I can't see it. I cannot see it. And because of that, I keep making mistakes. And I have to start over. And pretty soon, I start feeling like, I don't think I should check people in anymore, because it's embarrassing. It's frustrating. And our mom power training is that. It is recognizing that there is a lens that each of us has, and we have eternal truths, that through that lens, we can see our circumstance with so much more clarity under that eternal lens. And if we are unable to manage our hearts and our minds, when we're feeling all those strong feelings that we have, because we love people so deeply, because we try so hard and care so much, then it's just really can be wearying to us if we don't know how to allow the Savior, Jesus Christ, to succor us in our circumstance. See how Jesus Christ is standing in front of a tree here. In the Book of Mormon, we read about Lehi's dream and about the tree of life. And Lehi is such a great example of staying by the tree and beckoning from the tree, but not leaving the tree. And so what we're trying to remember is that Jesus Christ is the way for me to see through the right lens. He's the truth. That's where I'm going to hear truth. I'm going to feel truth. I'm going to find truth. And if I want an abundant life, I'm going to stay by the tree, because I really want to please Heavenly Father and be just a human on this errand in a way that's pleasing to Him. But He's provided a way that makes His amazing plan work, and it is Jesus Christ. So I'm rooted at the tree. That's our motto, is stay by the tree. Stay by the tree. And throughout this training, you'll notice that we have different ways of learning. How do you stay by the tree, and what prevents us from doing that? And how can we go about that differently? How can we see this through an eternal lens and gain some skills to shift ourselves in any circumstance that we're in, so that we can have more peace and more joy and hold our hope no matter what's going on with our kids, with our husbands, and with ourselves?
Yep.
Okay, so the theme for Mothers in Our Mom Power Training is taken from 2 Timothy 1:7. And in it, it says, God did not give us a spirit of fear. That's not the spirit God gave us, a spirit of fear. And fear can feel like anger. Fear can feel like contention being stirred up in ourselves about ourselves. And fear can feel like I'm supposed to fix this and I can't. Fear can feel like this is my fault and everybody's going to find out I'm a bad parent. Fear can feel like that. But when we have an eternal lens, we realize that fear is false evidence appearing real. The evidence around us looks like, oh man, this isn't working well. I'm not okay, and you're not okay. We're not okay, right? But when we remember through the right eternal lens that God gave us a spirit, now tell me if my screen changes this time. Right here. Did it change?
No, it's still on fear.
All right. Okay, here we go. Here it is. This is the other part of that scripture in 2 Timothy 1:7. And it is, He gave us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so when I can see what's happening in my life with an eternal lens, through an eternal lens, then even though before it has seemed like it's not okay, we're not okay, I'm not okay, you're not okay, it's not okay. Now we know where to stay. Now we know where safety is, because we know that, hey, how am I feeling right now? What kind of thoughts am I having that are driving these feelings about this circumstance that I'm in? And I know that I've been given a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the spirit God gave me, not a spirit of fear. And so that's why this lesson is so vital, is because it shows us and helps us to find out together this principle of this lesson. So this is like taking in a lens, looking at your circumstance and seeing it on fire and feeling all that fear, and just being able to dissect it a little bit and saying, you know what? If I were to just be a helicopter and fly above my circumstance and look down on it without any emotion and just try to notice, what kind of things do I have power to do and what kind of things don't I have power to do? So there's only one me. There's only one you. I know my divine identity and purpose, the spirit God gave me. I know who I am and whose I am. okay, I might not be thinking about those things right now, but this is a huge part of the Mom Power training is there's only three kinds of business. There's your business and my business and God's business. And it's amazing how much more empowered I can feel no matter what my circumstance is when I recognize I have power no matter what to focus in a different way, to think in a different way. And it's all with this eternal lens. There's only one enemy. That incredible quote that mentioned is so vital. How it talks about Satan doesn't want you to find peace. He doesn't want you to find any peace. He's the enemy. He doesn't want your loved one to find any peace. He's the enemy. And he sows hatred and contention in the hearts of the children of men, right? That's what he does. He stirs things up and wants us to see each other as our enemy. So when I don't know how to fix you, then you become very frustrating to me. When the things you're doing hurt my heart a lot and make me focus a lot on those things, then pretty soon I feel like you're betraying me and you're my enemy. When you aren't doing the awesome things I'd love you to do, your child or even yourself, then often we can start thinking of ourselves like, how did I let this happen? How did I not see this? That's me. I've become my own worst enemy. Identifying there's only one enemy and it is Satan. And he is the great accuser who stirs up contention and tries to get us to focus outside an eternal lens and leave the safety of Jesus Christ. He wants us to leave the tree because the number one motive for our enemy is to separate us from the love of God, to separate us from Jesus Christ and the peace that he can help us with through his atonement. But we, because of our gift of agency, and there's only one you, the power of our agency allows us to choose what we're going to think about this, how we're going to feel about this, and what actions we're going to take in this. And that's what we're learning in our Mom Power training, is where our power lies and that what are we going to do here, and how to identify how easily we can fall to playing, kind of being a pawn in Satan's plan. Because he knows if I can get Karen's feelings stirred up strongly enough about her circumstance, she's going to lash out or she's going to withdraw. She's going to give people the silent treatment or she's going to make it seem like her love is conditional. She's not going to love. She's going to think, I just can't be connected to you because, and I personally am going through a circumstance like this that is so challenging for me right now. But it's just been such a neat thing to know that because I'm not in the spirit God gave me, because I'm so drawn to see that person over there as someone who's purposely doing something weird, that they should stop. It's been so cool for me to notice I have the power through my agency to do something different. And every time that I fall to this, I'm supporting the enemy's plan. So there's only one savior, and that's what we get to do. We get to support his work. So we know that that power comes through Jesus Christ. We believe in, we trust him, we stand with him, we stand for him to support his great work. And that's what this training is about. And it's about understanding there is power in differentiating with kind of a lens of I'm overviewing my circumstance and I'm pulling it apart a little bit. It's not so heavy and on me and in me. I can separate myself from my circumstance. And I can ask for the Savior's enabling power to help me be more in this circumstance than I can be by myself. That's how I can change the way I'm feeling. And so our training teaches us a lot about how do we do that. And so I just would, we have the spheres of influence, right? And I'm debating now whether to share those spheres with you or to have you just talk.
I just wanted to volunteer something that came to mind. When you were talking about staying by the tree and you were describing the benefits and blessings that come to us as we do that and the power that we gain as we do that, I was thinking also about when we were studying in the Old Testament, year before last now, and I don't remember exactly if it was in Psalms, it was probably in Psalms, where there was a verse that was describing being sheltered in the Lord's wing, like overshadowed and sheltered in the Lord's wing, covered by his pavilion. And so now, like, when I envision being by the tree, I'm envisioning like protective wing, this, it's like a comfort and a protection all in one. And then there's this pavilion that keeps me hidden from harm and safe. And that's just, I don't know, it just gives me a little bit more context for what's possible when I stay in that space.
That's so good. Oh, thank you. And thanks for just unmuting yourself and talking. That's just so welcome and allowed. Will you just be thinking about this? Because I love that visual. But if I were to ask you, could you describe or could you say something that you do that helps you to know, you know what, I am in that safe place. I am covered. I am under Christ's safe pavilion when I'm staying at the tree. That's what that is. If you could share anything that's, this is what that looks like for me when I'm doing that or when that happens for me. Because I know that it's something that we have to continually work at. And that's what's so helpful and why these meetings are so powerful, ladies, is just what does it look like when you do that, right? How do you do that? And so, anyway, will you just be thinking about that? If there's something that comes to your mind, here's when I'm spinning and I'm like, I'm looking at the storm out there and it looks like, okay, I really need to get over there and get over there and get over there and get that done and get them and make sure I need to do stuff like that. That's what I do. How do you say, okay, go up. I can be under this safety. Here's how I'm going to get there. Okay, ladies.
I was thinking first, when I'm sincere and able to be present in prayer and participate in daily repentance. For me, daily repentance looks like recentering with the Savior. It's not, okay, I did this wrong, this wrong. There's a little bit of that, but I feel a little bit of distance from the Spirit, a little bit of distance from my Savior, and I want to feel that closeness again. And I'm basically coming with that effort in repentance. Like, I know that because of the atonement, that can bring me back towards that closeness. And so that's what I'm seeking when I engage in daily, is a realignment there. And I can feel some of that protection and peace. When I do that, sometimes I feel the Spirit approving of what I'm doing in that moment. And it's the most awesome feeling, honestly. And then studying Kampalami keeps my head in a better space. When I'm able to be in the scriptures, reading the selection, like at least every couple days throughout the week, if I can share that with a girlfriend, way better. That helps me. Reading my Book of Mormon every day, and whether we're studying it this year or not, I'm always trying to read something, even a couple verses. I haven't dialed it in for moment-to-moment applications, but if I don't do it that day, it catches up. Those are some of the things that help me in consistent effort of protection And then if I go too many weeks without taking the sacrament because I can't go to church, that does catch up with me as well. Just having that renewal of covenant makes a big difference for me. But the daily scripture study was a piece that I dialed in several years ago better than I had it before, and it's made a huge difference in my mind, for which I'm very thankful. Anyway, those were some things that came to mind as you were talking.
So good. Isn't that powerful to say, when I have holy habits, my mental health is better? That's cool, right? If I have holy habits that I do on purpose, my mental health is better. I notice that I have the ability to stay more in the spirit God gave me. So that's one of the reasons why we have a tool of a Mom Power calendar here. It's a big deal because it's a way of tracking in a very simple way, not in a judgmental way, not in a, I have to be the coolest cat on the block way. It's just, I just want every day to be a remembrance day. I love that you talked about taking the sacrament. It's renewing our remembrance, right? Renewing our covenant, remembering that we have his name. We're called by his name through our covenants. We're called by the name, by his name. He is, yeah, our sovereign king, Jesus Christ. And we're called by his name. So that's big. I've made covenants with him. I'm his. He knows my name. It's very intimate. And when I take the sacrament, it's a renewal of that remembrance. Thank you so much. I love that, Susan. Okay, let's see. I'm just quickly going to show these spheres, then I'm going to open it up to everybody to say, can you please share what's on your heart? There's a term that we use in Mothers Who Know, and it is, you are the atmosphere angel. You're the atmosphere angel. So these are spheres of power for atmosphere angels. When we can recognize their spheres of power that I totally have power in and others I do not, but I have influence there. So this is the sphere of influence that I have within my power. So this is, there's only one you. I can only change and grow me. You can't change and grow you. Not even when I tell you what I think. Not even when I've taught you many years. And I thought you knew all the answers. You used to say them all the time, right? Now you don't like those answers. And I find myself navigating, how do I speak a new kind of language of love with you that isn't infused with gospel words? How do I do this? Many of us are finding ourselves in a place like that. And it's so cool to know that there's a language that's cheerful, right? I can cheerfully do things that lie in my power. That's amazing. There are things I can do to cheer and encourage and support anyone that I love. So cool. But when I'm being held and thinking I'm the enemy or they're the enemy, very difficult for me to do these things. Okay, so then the other sphere power, because my sharing screen is way different today, I'm just going to keep doing this over and over again. But first, I forgot to pull it up. I'm just going to pull up the final one. So I want you to picture it as if. Oh, is that right? Okay, it's the best one I can pull up because I didn't get the final one up, but this is close to it. Okay, do you see the sound mind slide?
Yep.
Okay. All right, remember how there's only three kinds of business? There's my business, then there's your business. So this is you or my child or my husband or my coworker, anybody in mortality with me who's on an errand, just like I am, on a journey trying to figure out how to find the spirit God gave them. So that's a really big deal to notice that if I care for myself here in my business, Then I have a lot of influence right here to support God's work. But there's only one Savior, and God's power is outside of my power. I can't see what he sees. I have to trust what he sees. I can't be who he is. I have to remember who he is and who I'm not, right? There's only one Savior, and it's not me. I get to be the mom. And when I care for myself well in my sphere of power, then I have the ability to influence in a way that supports God's work with somebody I love. So yeah, it's amazing to notice that scripture. This takes a lot more effort to keep sharing the screen over and over again. Whoops, I forgot to pull it up first. Okay, here we go. Okay, there. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna share the screen again. This is the last time I think I'm gonna share the screen. Okay, you notice those. Oh my, did I just do that? Can you still see the scripture? Okay, yeah, good.
It says sound mind, the spheres of power.
No, maybe it's gonna come back. There, can you see the scripture? What just happened?
Wow.
That's fun. Okay. Yes. This scripture is so important in our lives. So the scripture that I mentioned before in 2 Timothy 1:7, the theme of Mother's, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When we can identify that there's only one enemy, and if I'm in a spirit of fear, it's because some kind of contention is being stirred up inside of me about my circumstance, somebody in my circumstance, or me. There's something going on here. So what can I do to stay in the spirit God gave me of power, love, and a sound mind? This is the hint of all hints of what we can do. Let us cheerfully do all things that lie in our power. What do I have the power to change? What do I have the power to grow? Me. So coming to a meeting like this, many of you, when you shared what you were, why you were here, and it was like, because I need the reminder. I need to feel the spirit. I need to remember, and I need to hear what other women in similar hard circumstances, how they stay in the spirit God gave them. And then I can stand still in my power, because there's only one me, and I have the power to stand still with the utmost assurance. I can get to the point with practice and holy habits every day and having better mental health, right? I can get to a place where I can see with assurance, God has got this. He is so into the long game, and he loves slow motion miracles just as much as he loves those really fast ones that we read about in the scriptures, where people can all of a sudden see stuff. That's what I've been trying to do when I thought I was the Savior, is make people see stuff. But no one likes to be told how they should journey on their errand. Everybody gets to choose. I stand with assurance to see that the salvation of God is coming. His arm will be revealed. And I trust that. And I might not be able to be standing there as a witness when that happens exactly, but over time, I've noticed how I can feel his salvation changing me. I'm becoming a different person. I know his salvation is real. It's happening inside me. And I know that his arm is being revealed in my life, because I can look at you acting the way you've always acted, or acting a new way that really is tricky and slick for me. I can't even find my footing, right? And know that his arm's going to be revealed. It's just such a powerful thing. I wonder if would you bear testimony of this. I know you have such a testimony of this. And I will just share before you do that, so you have a minute to think. What does it look like when we stay by the tree? What does it look like when I'm staying in the spirit God gave me? Sometimes I can't, because I'm such a good human. Being a human looks really messy. Sometimes I can't find the spirit God gave me, even though I know I want to. Just recently, I said to my husband, I just need you to listen to me. I need you to be my friend. I just want you to listen to two categories in my life. One has to do with this person in my life that I know I'm not being in the spirit God gave me with that person, and I want to repent. I want to do it different, but it's really hard. So I want to talk about that out loud with you. And I just want you to listen, but I don't want you to tell me anything to do unless I feel impressed to ask you, could you please share with me what you think I should do? But I really need you to just listen to me and love me in a messy place. Anyway, that helped me so much to hear myself talk out loud about all the stuff I'm mad about and why this isn't fair and how this is happening. I want it to change. And it was really awesome because in it, he said, I do feel impressed to just share with you one thing. And then he shared with me something about the spirit God gave me, something he's noticed about me through the years that I do when I'm following the spirit. And he said, I am really surprised because I've never seen you let something last this long. Because you're pretty good at saying, it's not okay with me to be feeling like this. And so anyway, he just encouraged me to remember that who I was, to remember how I really do stuff. That helped me a lot. So that's one way that I'd like to throw out there, is to find someone safe who is keyed into your circumstance. Oh dear, can you hear my dog? He's so sad because my husband and my daughter went out to clean motel rooms and he really wanted to go and he didn't get to. All right. Yeah. Ladies, how have you found identifying there's only one? How in Mom Power, what's been helpful for you, and what testimony can you bear that you're gaining about these things? And I'm going to mute myself and Debbie's going to go.
Thank you, Karen. I was thinking this morning about Karen and her sacred mess that she's in, and we all have a sacred mess. And I was thinking that, like the pioneers, they were asked to give up all that they have and they walked on the plains. And I just see Karen doing that. She is so willing to follow the Savior and the Spirit, and she's willing to give all. And it's such an inspirational thing to watch. And she walked away, so I don't even know if she knows we just honored her, but we did, Karen, honored you and your sacred mess. But my testimony is that with my kids, and I'm in a blended family also, the three that are my bonus kids are living productive lives. The two that came with me as a mother of the gospel and a savior loving woman who wants to do right, my kids are the ones that are struggling so much. And one is incarcerated and the other one is doing well. He's a recovered alcoholic for 3 years now. And he's decided to move back and get to know his birth family. So he doesn't interact very much with me. And my natural mom mind goes to what a mess and what a failure I must be. But I know that's not true because I know that I did my best. I know I'm still doing my best, even though it looks different than what I ever thought it would look like. And sometimes my best is I just keep sending a text message. I just keep saying, I love you. I just keep praying for them. I just keep their name on the prayer roll. And those things years ago would have sounded like, well, you're not really doing much then, are you, sister? I can testify to you that in each situation, whether it's the son that's incarcerated or the son that's now living by his birth family, I can see the Lord's hand in their lives, and I can feel the Spirit say, it's okay, stand down and stand still. I've got this. And I know in my heart, and I can testify to you, that even though my imagination thinks I want all my family together for Sunday dinners every week, just to touch base, that's not going to be my reality. It's okay. I can see the weavings of his hands and the miracle of him as he brings experiences and people into their lives. Even the birth mother is having an influence on my son, on our son. She brought him to earth and I raised him, that he needs. And so a true mom, I think, is allowed, as she gave him up for me to raise, for me to allow her to teach at this time. And the Lord is beautiful. He's so awesome and so beautiful. And if we can just let go, we hear that all the time, let go and let God. But if, as I have truly let go and let God, it is miraculous. The sacred mess is such a testimony that I know I've been born for this sacred mess, because he trusted me enough to know I could stand down and I could love, even though. And my heart doesn't hurt and break. I don't cry at night over it, but I do long to feel the Spirit and to act in a way that he wants me to, so I can be a contributor in a way that I don't understand often, but I know it's okay. And I just rambled that out. I hope it makes sense. But I love the Lord. I know he's got this. I know that eternal families maybe look different than what our mortal minds think they are, because we're all a family. We're all going to live together. And I just testify to that. And I love the opportunity to learn and grow and to stand by the tree, because that's by my Savior, and he wins. And we know he wins. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks. Yeah. Anything else on your hearts, lady? I'd just love you to share. Some of you ladies, I said, if you want to share about your mom power calendar, you're welcome to do that. But yeah, just thanks.
Two things, if I can. I know exactly what you're going through. I have three adopted sons. My one son has a very positive interaction with his birth mother. The other two sons have had negative reactions with their birth families. And I ache for the ones that have those negative responses. And I love the ones, the mom that's reaching out and helping and loving along with us. We'll never stop. They're ours. They're sealed us. They're ours. But she is theirs too. And I know how it hurts, and I want you to know I love you. And I'll pray about that. Now, to talk about my calendar, I had all prepared, and I will go quick. A calendar helps us to stay on track. It helps me to stay on track. There's several different kinds. I gravitated to the flower power calendar. I even got to the paint your flowers, but I didn't stay there very long. I wanted to show this last one, and I just realized it went from September the 16th to January the 1st. Now, normally I write a scripture from the Book of Mormon on the back. This one, you can tell, is written everywhere. I've got it written everywhere. But I finally settled on a different flower calendar, and it helps me. The first three are the ones that I make sure that I do, or try to make sure that I do every day. Is the pray, write in my journal, and read, which for me means come follow me. And then my other two happen to be to read the Liahona, to listen to music from usually the Tabernacle Choir, and to listen to a conference talk. But it helps. It's not as you will see, some of my, maybe you can or can't see, some of my spots are blank, but
Some of it's not a contest. It just helps me to know where I need to connect that day. And it helps me to feel closer to my Savior and to Heavenly Father. That's it. You're muted.
Has it helped your mental health? Now you're muted.
Okay. Tremendously. Talking, as you were talking, I thought of something that happened here just, I guess it was night before last. My husband has been sick and there's a lot going on. But he walked into his office with a piece of pie and a glass of milk, dropped the glass of milk, spilled it everywhere. He was so undone with himself that would happen. And I just was going, it's okay. It's life. It happens to the best of us. We'll clean it up. It was not like, it used to be like, what in the world did you do that? But go off with him. And it just de-escalated the whole thing. And finally he was cleaning up, but he wasn't so mad at himself. And it's just, that's how I feel about all of the calendar. It helps me to see, okay, I am connecting. I am making progress. I will continue.
That's so good. Yes, that's so good. So notice how her two examples, one, the way that they used to do that, if someone spilled milk, was playing as a pawn in Satan's plan right there. And so the way that she, because she's been able to manage and take a bigger view, she's been able to support God's work in a circumstance, right? It's big. Thanks, please.
I just want to say how it helps my mental health, and I will never stop saying this, because tracking helps my mental health probably the most. I overwhelm myself sometimes with it because I get into overachieving mode. But I would say that the biggest thing is that at the end of the day, I have struggles with believing I did anything good. And when I am able to track even just a few things, or know that I do it on a regular basis, then when those voices, and I'm just grateful for this program that's taught me, those voices are not my own. And I have to battle them. And it's a lot of the time at night, or like at the end of the day, sorry, excuse me, when I'm tired and I have done a lot, but in my head, I've done nothing. Cause you know, as a mom, sometimes that's just how I feel. And I have been journaling and doing a lot more in the past 5 years. And what I love about this program is that it doesn't have to be perfect every day. And it's just about seeing your progress. And I think that is where I win my battles, because I don't think we're meant at this time to be perfect yet. And so we're waiting for some other side to come to pass for that. But just that hope, sometimes we get stuck in that perfection mode. And so I'm currently just seeing that, hey, if I look at my beginning of my marriage to now, huge growth. If I look at my children from the beginning till now, maybe they're not doing the things I think. And I think that's hard for me right now. That's where I'm struggling. But you know what? I've seen them grow. And I see that one of the things we talk about, especially with my son who struggles a lot with some of the journaling and different things, the best thing is that he feels good about himself, even in the mess, because he can see his training. And I think that's the whole point, right? It's not just mom power training, that boys and men are being trained as well. And that training helps them see, I'm not a hopeless mess, because that's when they want to quit and stop working. But they have hope in themselves. And so for me, that's what the calendaring does for me and for my son and for my family, is just seeing that, hey, I can stop. And if I have to be the person, be like, you know what, you did do some great things today, but it doesn't feel like it's enough. And also having grace with myself and saying, guess what, this is enough. This is all I could do. And this is God's plan for me today. Anyway, and I'll stop talking. Thanks.
Oh, good. Ladies, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing. Oh, ladies, can I just encourage you to start noticing, this is your assignment this week, and it is, notice when I'm feeling contention. Just notice it. Notice when I'm feeling contention about myself, about you, anything. If I'm feeling some level of contention. And remember, contention isn't just, I'm so mad at you. It's, I'm not okay. You're not okay. This isn't going to work out. There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with you. That's contention. So just be noticing, when is Satan sowing? What was it? Sowing hatred and contention in my life. How's he trying to do that? And then think about those spheres. What lies in my power? What can I do? And how can I look at this through a different lens so I can trust that the Savior's got this in his work? Okay, it's so lovely to see you.
Thank you. I think this is the first time ever I've attended this in person.
Awesome.
It's been a long time, and I come and go as things change with my kids, but I know we're probably at time, and I just want to say a few things that I'm just so grateful that I'm aware of this. And I signed up to get your 3 videos again, and I just finished seeing all of those. And I know that Heavenly Father is aware, because he prompted me. He said, it's time to connect with Mom Power again, because my second son, who just turned 18, and it could be so much worse. That's something that I appreciate hearing and understanding, and we're all in different places, and I'm grateful for that. Oh, darn it. My business phone just rang. It's distracting. I can't turn it off.
No worries. It's okay.
I just am so grateful for the message, what I really needed to know right now. And it's been coming. I was letting it in and not fully embracing it, but just Heavenly Father saying, I've got him. He was mine before he was yours. I'm aware. I'm aware of you. I'm aware of him. And I've got this. And I had to remember, I have to stop pushing and wanting to control and all those codependent behaviors, and not seeing him, not seeing my son as the enemy, and remembering to see him for who he is and who I know he can be, and yet allowing who he is now to be okay. Like I said in the chat, to do my best to meet him where he's at right now, and without judgment, and just with love. And it's hard to stay there. But anyway, just thank you for everything and all of you. I think I've been hearing your voice forever, and now I see your face, and that's cool. And anyway, thanks everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And thanks for acknowledging it's hard. Amen. Amen. It is hard. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'll be fast. I was just going to add that, like, when I started being more intentional about scripture study and things with prayer and everything, I really doubted it could possibly make that much difference. I really did. This was way before I found life changing services or anything like that. And I was like so skeptical. And I'd experienced times in the past where I experienced blessings from doing those things. And yet I was still so skeptical. Made so much more difference than I ever thought it could. So I just wanted to add that context to what I shared before. And then I cannot remember the scripture right now. I've been trying. I've been racking my brain. It's not coming to me. There is the scripture someplace that says something to the effect of what we're talking about with doing things, with power, with cheerfulness, all that stuff. Oh, wait, I remember it now. I remember it now. Yay! The people of Alma, when they had to carry the burdens on their backs and they were blessed to bear up those burdens, that blessing came after their strength and ability to do that came after the Lord enabled that. It reads almost as if, and then they did it. This is something they just had to do, and they did it, and they were in. But it happened after the Lord blessed them. They were not expected to do it before that. Like, they only had that capability to do it after that. So I think just going into it with, Lord, if you help me, I'll do it. and then expecting that he's not going to expect us to do it without his help. So I don't know, to me that makes all the difference, because in my life it seems like I'm expected to walk through things that are completely outside what I can handle just every day. And it just, to me, felt like the cruelest thing for people to say, oh, the Lord never gives you anything you can't handle. And then, I was so thankful to, in a priesthood blessing, receive the guidance from Heavenly Father that he does sometimes ask us to walk through things outside what we can handle. And he always helps us. Like, it's always because he's there and he's helping us. And I'm not always aware of that. Yet, he gives me enough reminders, thankfully, that I can choose to remember. But I just wanted to share that context, because to me, it makes all the difference to know that I'm not expected to cheerfully bear my burdens without his strengthening power that enables me to bear those burdens and even choose to do so cheerfully. The choice isn't always something he's expecting me to make without him. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, quickly I'm going to say, ladies, we have small groups of women that meet every week in Team Mom Power. Team, T-E-A-M, stands for Together Everyone Achieves More. And this does feel like, hey, this is all I need. I just want you to know that there's a lot of healing and a lot of, oh, that's what that looks like. That's how I watch myself do that different. A lot of that happens as we support each other in these smaller groups of Team Mom Power, Together Everyone Achieving More. So I just wanted you to know that's available, to get involved in Team Mom Power in smaller groups of women. And each week we just highlight, like this week we'll highlight There's Only One and discuss it a little more and talk about it in depth. But KPJ, thank you.
That's a good reminder. And just thank you everyone for attending today or listening. Coming up here in just a few months, it's going to come sooner than we think. We have our second Mothers Who Know Spring Retreat. Last year was just such a meaningful, worthwhile experience. I'm all signed up and registered and excited to go again. And so anyway, it's in Springville, Utah. It's on April 26th and 27th. It is an overnight retreat. There are a limited number of beds and there is a limited number of amount of space, but we just would love to have you come and join us. It's only $259 for the 2 days until March 1st, and then the price goes up to $289. But we'll have these delicious meals. The lady that helped to cater last year, we all just want so much to eat that food again. Anyway, and just meaningful connections, some really neat classes and music, and it's just a beautiful environment and just a really meaningful Christ-centered time. So moms of all ages and stages invited, and I gave that gift to myself for Christmas. I'm so excited. So you might want to just think about it for something else that works for you. And also, just if we mention things in this class, we wanted you to be aware, you can go to the events tab on motherswhoknow.org and scroll to the bottom there and just.
So lovely. Thank you everyone for being here. We'll see you next week. Love you all. Thank you for being with us today, Warrior Moms. I invite you to make a donation at the top of our website, motherswhoknow.org. Any amount you can afford today will help us keep Mothers Who Know services free for all moms. Thank you so much for your generosity. Moms, remember your divine identity and great worth. Continue in your courageous efforts to support God's great work. Notice the miracles you see every day, the evidence of the Savior's love and mercy. Find the message in your message. Reach out and share the principles you learn in Mothers Who Know with other mothers. You are God's secret weapon for good in this world. Finally, a few pieces of information for you. I recommend a few other podcast channels to listen to. Like Dragons Do They Fight podcast, that includes interviews and stories with those that have struggled and overcome something in their life. And the Eternal Warriors podcast, hosted by two YSA age young men who share their story, teach valuable lessons, and interview special guests. You can follow us on our social media pages on Facebook under mothersyouknow.lcs or search for Mothers You Know, and on Instagram, username @mothers_who_know. Last, if you would like additional support and training, please go to mompowertraining.com to sign up for the next 8-week Mom Power Training class for all moms. You can also go to the Mothers You Know website at mothersyouknow.org or our parent company, Life Changing Services, at lifechangingservices.org to learn more about our excellent services to support you and your loved ones. Thank you so much for listening today. Please feel free to email me anytime with questions or to set up a complimentary 30-minute appointment to visit. Please email me at mothersyouknow@lifechangingservices.org. Looking forward to hearing from you amazing moms. See you next time.